Joining me now is General Manager Laura Williamson. Kia ora, Laura.
Kia ora, Susanna. How are you today?
Very well. How are you?
I'm wonderful, thank you. Tired, but having a great time.
How's everything been going this week?
We've had a fantastic week. Everybody's just buzzing with the very fact that we're able to have a week-long arts festival at this particular moment in history. So everyone's just enjoying it twice as much.
Now, tell us about the Festival of Colour. It's centred in Wanaka, but it also covers a number of venues and a number of locations in Otago.
Yeah, that's right. So we're based in Wanaka, and we have three venues running in Wanaka this year, but we also take our shows out to some of the regional halls. So this year we've got two shows out in Bannockburn, which is near Cromwell, and we've got three shows that have been running in the beautiful Hawea Flat Hall, which is about 15 minutes outside of Wanaka, and is a beautiful old Central Otago hall from the olden days. So that's wonderful.
What are some of the highlights of the program so far?
Well, it's been an amazing week, so it's a little bit hard to pick. I've just come out of the incredible Owls Do Cry, put together by Red Leap Theatre, which is sort of an incredible multimedia, multi-genre response to the Janet Frame novel. And that just blew our audiences away tonight. And then I wandered across the road to a beautiful performance by Tiny Ruins. So that's been an amazing evening tonight in just 3 hours.
That is quite a contrast. What can people expect of the program in the next two nights or over the weekend? Because it's not just nighttime, is it? Or is it just night?
No, we've got programming throughout the day and into the evening. So tomorrow we've got a series of talks running all day in our Pacific Crystal Palace pop-up Spiegel Tent venue. We've got a talk about democracy. We've got Taxes Love featuring Max Rashbrook in conversation with Shamobile Iquim. And in the afternoon, we've got James Renwick, Tabitha Paul, and David Hall discussing climate change and how we can respond to the challenges of that, keeping in mind the economic and well-being needs of our communities. So that's all happening during the day. We've got two plays on tomorrow night. We've got a beautiful show called A Traveler's Guide to Turkish Dogs, which is the story of a guy who met a stray dog in Turkey and kind of fell in love. And it's the story of him trying to bring the dog back to New Zealand, navigating the bureaucracies of what that entails. And then we've got the extraordinary show, The Hall, which is a world premiere here at the Festival of Colour. And that's from playwright Ro Bright, and the director is Katan Pitovsky, and they brought us Daffodils, which a lot of people will be familiar with as a play and also a film and the soundtrack. And that will be playing out in Bannockburn, so very lucky to have performing in a beautiful actual hall in a lovely small community in central Otago.
Thank you so much for all of these wee snippets about what's to come, Laura. Really appreciate the call. All the best.
Yeah, wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too. Good night.